The United States had long prided itself on its position as a distant observer in international affairs. From the founding of the nation, its leaders had embraced a policy of isolationism, aiming to avoid entanglement in the political and military conflicts of Europe. However, by the time the Great War, or World War I, erupted in 1914, the world had changed in ways that no one could have predicted. The conflict quickly became one of unprecedented scale, involving multiple global powers and stretching across continents. By 1917, the United States, under President Woodrow Wilson, would find itself swept into the war, marking a pivotal moment in the nation's history and signaling its emergence as a key player on the world stage. 1917 was a landslide. For 3 years, the United States remained neutral, although it was hardly unaffected by the war. American businesses, particularly those involved in manufacturing, had profited from supplying arms and goods to the Allies, particularly Britain and France. Trade with the warring nations helped fuel the U.S. economy, but it also brought the country closer to the conflict. Germany's unrestricted submarine warfare, in which German U-boats sank merchant ships, including those carrying American passengers and goods, caused significant tensions. The most famous incident was the sinking of the British passenger ship Lusitania in May 1915, which killed 128 Americans and sparked outrage in the United States. Despite these provocations, President Wilson initially held firm to a policy of neutrality, framing the U.S. as a peacemaker rather than a belligerent. However, the situation changed drastically in early 1917. Germany, in an effort to cut off supplies to Britain and France, resumed unrestricted submarine warfare, attacking any ship in the waters around Britain, including neutral vessels. The situation became even more volatile with the revelation of the Zimmermann Telegram, a secret diplomatic communication sent from the German foreign minister, Arthur Zimmermann, to the German ambassador in Mexico. In it, Germany proposed a military alliance with Mexico, promising that if the U.S. entered the war, Germany would help Mexico regain territories lost during the Mexican-American War, including Texas, New Mexico, and Arizona. When the British intercepted and decoded the telegram, they shared it with the U.S., and the contents inflamed American public opinion. The combination of German aggression at sea and the threat of a German-Mexican alliance pushed the United States to the brink of war. In April 1917, President Wilson addressed Congress, asking for a declaration of war against Germany. His famous speech included the line that would become a cornerstone of American foreign policy for the years to come: "The world must be made safe for democracy." Wilson's decision to enter the war was not a simple matter of retaliation or self-defense. It was grounded in his belief that the U.S. had a responsibility to shape the future of the world order. Wilson envisioned a post-war world built on the principles of democracy, self-determination, and collective security. He hoped that by participating in the war, the United States would help guide the world away from imperialism and militarism and toward a more just and peaceful global system. 1917 was a landslide, not only in the sense of U.S. involvement in the conflict, but in the dramatic shift it represented in the nation's worldview. For much of its history, the United States had steered clear of European conflicts, positioning itself as a neutral power, preoccupied with its own development. But by entering World War I, the United States was making a decisive break with that tradition, embracing a more active role in world affairs. This marked the beginning of a new chapter in U.S. foreign policy, one in which the nation would play an increasingly important part in shaping global events. The U.S. entry into World War I came at a critical juncture for the Allies, who were exhausted by years of brutal trench warfare. Germany's spring offensives of 1918 had pushed deep into France, and victory for the Central Powers seemed possible. But the arrival of fresh American troops and supplies gave the Allies a much-needed boost. More than 2 million U.S. soldiers, under the command of General John J. Pershing, joined the fight on the Western Front. The American Expeditionary Forces, as they were called, played a significant role in halting the German advance and turning the tide of the war. The United States did not just provide manpower, but also the material and financial support necessary to sustain the Allied war effort. The American presence in the war was a source of renewed hope for the beleaguered Allies. The influx of U.S. forces helped tip the balance in favor of the Allies and accelerated the collapse of the Central Powers. The German military, already stretched thin, was unable to withstand the combined pressure of American forces, British, French, and Italian troops and mounting internal unrest within Germany itself. In the fall of 1918, Germany sought an armistice, bringing an end to the fighting on November 11th. The war, which had claimed millions of lives and left much of Europe in ruins, was over, but the consequences of the conflict would reverberate for generations to come. America's involvement in the war had significant ramifications both domestically and internationally. At home, the war effort led to the mobilization of the U.S. economy and workforce on an unprecedented scale. The U.S. government took control of industries crucial to the war effort, directing resources toward the production of weapons, ammunition, and supplies. The war also spurred technological innovation, from the development of new weapons to advancements in communication and transportation. Additionally, the conflict had a profound impact on American society, influencing social movements, particularly the suffrage movement. Women, who had played a crucial role in supporting the war effort, were granted the right to vote with the passage of the 19th Amendment in 1920. Internationally, the U.S. emerged from World War I as a major world power. No longer a distant observer, the United States was now deeply involved in global politics. President Wilson's vision for a post-war order, encapsulated in his 14 points, included proposals for a League of Nations, a body designed to prevent future conflicts and promote diplomacy between nations. Although the League was ultimately founded, the U.S. Senate refused to ratify the Treaty of Versailles, and the United States did not join the League, signaling a return to isolationism in the interwar years. Despite this setback, the U.S. had established itself as a central figure on the global stage. It was a new phase in the nation's foreign policy, one in which America's economic and military strength would play an increasingly significant role in shaping the future of the world. As the 20th century progressed, the legacy of the United States' involvement in World War I would continue to be felt. The war's aftermath would set the stage for the rise of totalitarian regimes in Europe, the outbreak of World War II, and the establishment of the U.S. as a global superpower. The lessons learned from the war, both in terms of diplomacy and military strategy, would shape American foreign policy for decades to come. In the next episode, we will explore the consequences of America's involvement in the war, as the world reeled from the devastation and the United States navigated its new role in a rapidly changing world order. The Progressive Era. Theodore Roosevelt's Square Deal will examine how domestic reforms sought to address the social and economic challenges of the time, building on the legacy of change that had been set in motion by America's participation in the global conflict.